From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. There's just 3 days until the presidential election, and Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are crisscrossing the country for speeches in key states. In Tampa, Florida, Trump told supporters the country is desperate for change.
Our country has never been in a situation like it's in right now. Never been. So dishonest. It's a rigged system, folks. I've been saying it. It's a rigged system. And it begins with the media, because the media rigs it. The media rigs it.
Hillary Clinton shortened her remarks to supporters in Florida because of a sudden torrential rainstorm, but she still called for everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday.
I want to be the president for everybody. Everybody who agrees with me, people who don't agree with me, people who vote for me, people who don't vote for me.
Trump will also campaign in North Carolina, Nevada, and Colorado. Clinton is scheduled to campaign in Philadelphia, where she will appear with pop singer Katy Perry. Newly released voting figures show 33 million Americans have already cast their ballots for the next president. The U.S. military says that this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. 2 U.S. soldiers and several Afghan commando forces were killed before airstrikes were called, but the U.S. military had not spoken about possible collateral damage until now. Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz killed at least 33 civilians, at least half of them children. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi government forces continue to battle their way through the city of Mosul. As Edward Uranian reports, the Iraqi forces are meeting stiff resistance from Islamic State fighters in the city.
Iraqi government forces traded artillery fire with Islamic State militants as they attempted to advance into areas of eastern Mosul. On the western side of the Tigris River, which divides the city, satellite images reveal that Islamic State has created a no-man's land near a strategic former military base and outside the city's main airport. Buildings which might have been used for cover by advancing Iraqi forces have been destroyed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian civil defense officials say at least 3 people were killed and 15 others injured in an apparent airstrike on Darat Itza in northwestern Aleppo province. The opposition-run news agency TIKA posted a video online Saturday purported to show a missile falling on the town. The footage showed a huge explosion and a large plume of smoke rising over the village. Meanwhile, a temporary Russian halt on airstrikes against rebel-held parts of Aleppo expired. Although Russian and Syrian officials called for evacuation of the city, local reports say none of the area's estimated 275,000 residents left the territory. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that at least 74 civilians, including 25 children, were killed in an 8-day offensive launched by Syrian opposition fighters against the western edge of the government-held part of Aleppo. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found late Friday in Borno State by troops who were screening escapees from Boko Haram's base in the Sambisa Forest. The spokesman said the girl was found carrying a baby boy. Some 276 girls were abducted from a school in northeastern Chibok in April of 2014. Dozens quickly escaped, but the government has vowed to secure the release of all of the nearly 200 girls who remain captive. Tens of thousands of South Koreans poured into the streets of Seoul Saturday, using words including treason and criminal, to demand that President Park Geun-hye step down amid an explosive political scandal. The protest came one day after Park apologized on live television amid rising suspicion she allowed a confidant to manipulate political power.
That's the latest world news from VOA.